Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Inspired Table Podcast. I'm your host, Jordana Levine, and today we're going to be exploring a few things. Actually, we're going to be exploring this week's Cancer New Moon. It also happens to be a solar eclipse, one of two eclipses this month. We've got a lunar eclipse with the full moon on July 17th. And we are also going into Mercury retrograde on July 7. So I'll walk you through all of those three elements. And look, I know all you're going to be thinking about is Mercury retrograde. So I'll start there by saying it's not going to be anything like the last one we went through, which I know was huge for most people. But I will go into a little bit more detail in a bit. Let's start with this new moon. The new moon is taking place at 5:16 a.m. on Wednesday, July 3 in Sydney. Tuesday, July 2nd at 8:16 p.m. in London and 3:16 p.m. in New York. As I was putting this new moon synopsis together, I was embodying everything that this moon stands for, and not out of choice. I had no say in the matter. All of the emotions, the desire for connection, the need to nurture and feel nurtured, this like craving for a sense of belonging. I really felt into the intensity of change and the fluidity of water. And these are all themes attached to this Cancer new moon. The mantra for this moon is I feel. And I don't know about you guys, but I'm already feeling all of the feels. But the objective of Cancer, and therefore the objective of this new moon, is to maintain emotional security. It's connected very deeply to the home and family, and it experiences safety through mother energy, which we will go into a little bit deeper in a bit. Now, like I said, we're also experiencing a solar eclipse. In fact, it's a month of eclipses, with a lunar eclipse occurring on the July full moon. During a solar eclipse, the moon is directly between the earth and sun. It blocks the light and momentarily suspends us in darkness. Now, quite literally, but also metaphorically. So there's new beginnings, fresh starts, and often it can feel around a solar eclipse like an out of the blue change of direction. So it's very much in line with new moon energy. But what we need to watch for with eclipse energy is the high intensity that it brings. It kind of amplifies all of the energies taking place around it, but also what emerges from the shadows. So with this in mind, with the emotions that come flooding in with Cancer, be mindful not to smother or manipulate others with your emotions. And also be wary of others doing the same to you, because like I say all the time, everybody is experiencing the same moon. Some of us are going to feel it more than others. Some of us won't feel it at all. But just be mindful that if your emotions are heightened, it's very likely that the people around you are also experiencing heightened emotion. Another thing to watch out for with this moon is dropping into fits of nostalgia and clinging to the feelings of the past, rather than feeling what's happening and what's real in the present. Yeah. So a lot of the time when we get swept up in emotion, we attach it to the way something's played out in the past, and we get carried away with the feeling that we once had, bringing it into the present. But can you base your feelings and your emotions at this time on what is going on now in the present moment? Also, any emotions that you try and suppress, and let's be honest, sometimes it just feels easier to not feel them. These will be felt and expressed eventually anyway with this eclipse. It's going to bring them all up. So feel them at the time rather than suppressing them and letting them come up with intensity. They're likely to trigger shifts that are based on our deepest feeling. And I mean this in a good way. The things that we are most aligned with, the things that we feel deepest about, is what's going to cause or what's going to accelerate an advancement and transformation. Yeah. So this moon and this eclipse is giving us this opportunity when there is intensity and heightened emotion to use that to accelerate the transformation. Yeah. So instead of resisting it, instead of fearing it, do like water does. Cancer is a water sign, and go with the flow. I invite you to lean into any discomfort and know that before the expansion always comes a contraction. Cancer's feelings are extremely personal and they run very deep. Yeah, so there's a real sense of belonging. And this connects it emotionally with the home environment and the past. So Cancer energy is very much about belonging somewhere. And in a literal sense, like how you are in your home. You might find yourself cleaning the house out or buying soft furnishings or whatever you can do to really feel grounded and at home. And the past that we feel emotionally connected to is that nostalgia that I was talking about earlier. So just be conscious of that. Here are some things to consider under this new moon and solar eclipse energy. Can you reconnect or connect with your family? And by this, family can mean many different things. It can mean your actual biological family. It could mean your tribe, your soul family, but find connection at this time with them because that's the energy of this moon. And by meeting the energy where it's at, you're really going to feel yourself being lifted up by this energy. If we pull ourselves away from family or perhaps conflicts coming up with family and we feel like there's unresolved stuff going on, we're going to feel really disconnected. The next thing that can be really good to do under this new moon is connect with water. So you might like to have a really beautiful bath or perhaps jump in the ocean. I know it's winter, but in Byron Bay yesterday, it was like 23. You could absolutely go for a swim or in a pool. What else could you do? Oh, just any sort of hydration, like drink lots of water, use water to heal you. I don't have a bath at home, but sometimes I like to get a bucket, fill it with warm water, put some Epsom salts in there and some essential oils and have a really beautiful foot bath. You might like to sit outside in the winter sun with your feet soaking. That can be really beautiful too and really healing under this new moon energy. Now here's an interesting thing. Cancer actually rules the digestive system. So this could be a really lovely time to do a little bit of a gut cleanse. I'm actually doing a bit of a bone broth cleanse at the moment, which is really healing for my gut and just gets my digestion working again. But that is not a prescription for you guys. Whatever works for you, and you don't even have to cleanse, but just being conscious to be in a state of rest and digest when you're eating and just be conscious of what you are digesting during this time. And then lastly, Cancer is the ruler of the heart. And like I said before, the mantra is I feel. So honor your emotions. Allow them to flow through you like waves. And allow the tears to flow. If the tears come up, let them flow. I had a big cry before I hopped on this podcast, and I encourage you to do the same, because if you hold them in, it's energy that's being suppressed and contained, And emotions are energy in motion. So we want to move them through us. So allow those tears to flow. If you feel stuck or stagnant, allow the movement of water and fluidity to move you on, move through you. Yeah? This is a water sign, and that's why all the water signs are so closely related to our emotions, because we really need to allow that flow. Now, I mentioned this earlier, Cancer is the sign of the mother. So how can you at this time embody mother energy? Now, that might look very different to each one of you. It could be connecting with your mother or a motherly figure of some description. It could be about the relationship to your own mother. It could be your relationship as a mother. Or how can you embody the energy of mother? That's how I'm going to be using this energy. I'm going to be drawing on the qualities of the matriarch and the qualities of nurturing and looking after and growing and raising. So that's just something to contemplate. Now, let's talk about Mercury retrograde. Let's just do it, guys. Let's just make it happen. First of all, I want to say, please don't freak out. The last Mercury retrograde we had was a doozy. Many of you felt it. Now, I'm the first person to say never make a big thing out of Mercury retrograde. And I didn't make a big thing of it at the time. But afterwards, I was like, that was fucking crazy. This one is a little bit different. It's not even following the regular formula of Mercury retrograde. This retrograde is actually taking place in two signs, which isn't common. It usually just takes place in one. It begins in fiery Leo, and all of the Mercury retrogrades that we experienced last year were actually in fire signs. So you might feel a little bit of that energy, but it actually finishes up in Cancer, the same sign that the new moon is in and the solar eclipse is in at the moment. Now, as far as Mercury retrogrades go, this bodes very well for it, I think. Look, I actually don't know because we haven't experienced it yet, but this is intuitively what I'm feeling. I'm feeling like the fact that it's taking place in a water sign, which most of the retrogrades this year are doing, brings a level of passivity and gentleness to it rather than last year's fiery retrogrades that we had. If you don't know a lot about Mercury retrograde, I'm not going to go into it in detail. I've done a lot of podcast episodes about it before. So I recommend going back and listening. But it does rule travel, technology, and communication. So when a planet's in retrograde, what's happening is that it's those systems are becoming dormant. So things can feel really slow when it comes to communication. There's lots of miscommunication, technology kind of stops or doesn't work, and there can be issues with travel and stuff. So like I always say, just be conscious of it, observe it, disengage where necessary, practice patience. That's my number one tip. Allow your intuition to guide you. Rely less on technology. If we're not relying on it so much, we don't have to worry if it's not working. So that's one thing I'm going to do over the next 3 weeks. I'm really going to pull myself back from technology, which is hard because I'm writing a book and it needs to happen on my computer. But I'm going to stay off my phone. That's not true. I'm not going to stay off my phone. I'm going to use my phone less. And I'm just going to be conscious of when I'm relying on technology when I could be doing something else. And then the other thing that I encourage around a Mercury retrograde, because our intuition is actually heightened, is allow yourself time to reflect and get introspective. Yeah? It's one of the best things that you can do during a Mercury retrograde. Instead of getting caught up in the hype, just pull back, observe, reflect, and disengage. Now, if you are available, I am holding an online moon circle for the Cancer new moon on Wednesday evening, Wednesday, July 3, at 7 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. There's still tickets available. If you can't watch it live, book your spot anyway and you'll get sent a recording the next morning, and that will be available for 5 days. You've got this really beautiful 3-day window to make the most of the new moon. I'll guide you through some beautiful cancer-themed guided meditations. We're going to set some intentions. We'll talk about manifestation and we'll really explore this cancer energy. And with all of the emotions that will be heightened, it's going to be a really beautiful, safe space for you to feel held. I'm gonna create a really beautiful crystal grid to run beside me when I'm taking you all through it. And I really just want this to be really gentle and really nurturing. The link for that will be in the show notes, or you can find it on my website, jordanalevine.com. I've also got my Lunar Nights Collective online course, which is still running at $66. It takes you through all 8 phases of the moon. You get a whole library of guided meditations. You get exclusive podcast interviews with some amazing guests. There's information on every moon phase. There's a really beautiful pranayama breathing exercise in there. And you also get a complete audio of a Lunar Nights experience. Now, it's not live like the new moon circle, but it's a really nice way to guide you through a new moon practice. There's also a full moon practice in there that you can use on the full moon. It's really good value. Used to be $333. I reduced it for a limited period of time to $66. And then I was like, hey, I'm just going to keep it at $66. Because I feel like people need this course. So jump on that. And you can find the link to that also in the show notes or on my website, jordanalevine.com. I hope you enjoy this Cancer New Moon. I hope I didn't make it sound horrible. It's not. Emotions are a good thing. It's really good to feel things. So really take note of what comes up for you. Don't let yourself get carried away with it. Don't use your emotions against other people. Use your emotions to enlighten yourself. Find expansion, find transformation. Set intentions fueled by your feelings. That is the secret to manifestation. You heard it here, guys. Enjoy Mercury retrograde. You will. You will enjoy it. And I'll talk a little bit more about it when we get to the lunar eclipse and the Capricorn full moon on July 17. Until then, I'm Jordana Levine. I'll talk to you soon.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.